CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Sounds like the kind of music you get pumped up to go out there and drop 14 in the first quarter and this early on Sunday.
I thought you were about to say 40. Drop 40.
Well, that's fine. I mean, we've averaged 1.4 points a game in the first quarter. Can we? I'm just trying to start with two touchdowns and we'll go from there.
A 40-point game against Carolina would be nice to see, too.
Of course. Well, you know how you get to 40?
You start early.
You start with 10 or 14 in the first frame, Hugh.
Well, I know, to your point, Green Bay didn't start out fast. But they were still towards the end.
But they lost.
Yeah, I lost on the field.
No, but Hugh, wait a second.
Jordan Love thought that he was going to have at least 52. I thought he was going to at least have at least 48 seconds on the clock to work
some
magic.
Dan Campbell said no.
Nope. He was like, no,
for this. So you're right that they scored 30, right? Their slow start didn't stop. But to beat the Lions, you need to have 34 or 37 on the board. And the way I view it is this. If the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl, and they have a lot of elements right now that says they can win the Super Bowl with the way the run game is, the O-line, the defense, Jalen not turning the ball over. But eventually there's going to be a game, and it might be the title game against the Lions, because I think that's who we'll see. We're going to have to get to 31 and 34 or 37. And to get there with scoring one in the first quarter feels like a challenge. How about we score more in the first quarter? That's what I need to see Sunday.
And you know what's funny? I understand what you're saying, but I feel like the team that we're seeing now is not going to be the team that's going to be in the playoffs.
So
it changes.
But when does it change? It's week 14, and we don't score in the first quarter.
You got to be patient, Grasshopper.
Patient? Joe, no, this is the week.
Look how long it took us to get to the point that we're at. This is not. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Oh, stop. They've had 14 weeks to score touchdowns in the first quarter.
I'm being real. Being honest.
All right. Do you eventually get to a point where you just wonder if they don't have the goods in the first quarter? Like, they don't have the...
I don't think that way.
But their script doesn't look right. Like, obviously, they have the goods talent-wise and coaching-wise the rest of the game. Look at their numbers, second, third, fourth quarter. They have the goods to score. We know that. We've seen it. But something's off in the first quarter.
Let me put it to you this way. I don't feel like they are as disjointed as I once did early in the season. I don't feel the same way.
But why aren't they scoring?
That is a question that I feel like, and I try to answer for you. I think that they're the filling out process, and I think certain things they want to try to see if they'll pop, and you know they don't. Then they have to go back to the things that they like to do, or they're setting up certain things. They want to see how they're going to react. Defenses are going to react to what they're doing. It's a myriad of different things that could potentially be why they don't get off to a fast start.
Well, that's true. 215-592-9494. And maybe they're holding stuff back for the second half. Also, maybe opposing defense have started to pick up, because the Eagles' formula has gotten pretty clear, right? Over the last 2 months, they run the football a lot. They don't throw it as much. They have a formula. It has worked for them. But maybe defense is starting to kind of key on what the Eagles are doing, and it makes it a little more challenging early. Let's hear from Lane Johnson earlier this week. I thought this was interesting because typically, when you hear this, a team is struggling. The Eagles are not struggling. But yet, Lane said this. Listen to Lane after the game talking about what the Ravens were doing to them in terms of knowing their place.
You know, we play teams like this. Every possession counts. I think we try to emphasize communication. And, eventually, you stay consistent, run game, a big play is going to happen, which it did. But it wasn't pretty. I thought they were pretty stout defense. They got Roquan Smith, calling out lots of plays.
That's Stevie in the background.
So, for me, seeing linebacker doing that was since Steve Keekley, he's probably the guy calling out the most stuff. So, very smart player, instinctive player. That's why he got so much success.
All right, Hugh, what do you make of that? How often do you think that happens? Because that was interesting to me. So he was saying Roquan Smith was calling out their plays. He gave him credit. He said he's a special player, right? Very smart player. Is that a concern for you? Or does that happen more often than
we think? No, it happens a lot, man.
Okay. How does it work? Like a linebacker just keys it and calls? Is Roquan calling their player saying, giving his other guys a tell, it's probably this? What does that mean?
Well, yeah, that's what good linebackers do. You just made me have a flashback of when Trot used to say that, and especially on run pass downs. And I've told the story plenty of times of how Trot used to be like, yo, if you listen to me on first and second down, I'll tell you when they're going to throw the ball. Mm. And that's what good linebackers do. Now, it's on the team to go out and execute to stop those plays, but that's not uncommon. When people say that, and I hear it, they say it and make it sound like it's egregious. I think that's a smart linebacker.
Okay.
I think that when you talk about guys like London Fletcher, Ray Lewis, that's what made them so good because they knew where they fit in the defense and they were able to execute. Like, it's one thing to know. Like, everybody and their mama know, for example. They know we're running a football. They put 8 men in the box. They still haven't been able to stop it. Now, you know on certain key downs, Saquon Barkley's going to get the ball. Mm. You know that. You don't know. You might not know exactly where he's going to get it, but you know he's getting the ball.
Of course.
And you can't stop it. It's the difference between knowing and executing.
See, what's interesting to me is early in the game, teams are, I wouldn't say stopping it, but they're containing it, right? And then as the game goes on, maybe it doesn't matter if they know because we're just wearing them down. Because, like, look at Saquon's numbers the first 3 quarters on Sunday. It wasn't.
No. Nah.
It was blah. And, but then the fourth quarter, he's gone.
And then to put it in perspective, because last year this was a big thing, and it was egregious, and I get that. But it's one of those things that it still lands into that, hey, it's one thing to know and one thing to execute. When San Fran came here, and everybody was upset because it was like, oh, everybody know their plays, they know what they're doing. Yeah, they do. And they stopped it. That's the difference. They were able to stop it.
Yeah.
You know, because everybody know certain formations, like our run formations and pass formations, you know that. I mean, that's just what it is. You might even know, if you're a good enough linebacker, you even know the blocking scheme. But it's still about that execution. If that helps people out, you still have to be able to stop that play. So, when I hear people say, well, Roquan knew the plays, yeah, you know the plays, but can you stop it?
So they didn't shut them down. Obviously, the Eagles won the game. It was the Eagles' worst offensive performance, though, in a while, right? They only had 200-something yards in the game after a lot of weeks of 400-plus yards. They were more contained on Sunday.
And the Ravens have a bad passing defense.
Yeah. Yep.
We did not light them up in their secondary. And, I mean, we haven't really lit anyone up that way all year. But, you know, it's worth noting. Like, this will be something we go back to, sort of like the Bosa thing, saying the blueprint's out on Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Like, if the offense sort of starts trending downwards, we'll know exactly where to look back at.
Oh, no question, especially as we get to see Tomlin next week, Dan Quinn for a second time. You know, they'll see some good defensive minds. Then not this Sunday. I mean, the Panthers defense stinks. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, we have to remind you, at some point today, just like yesterday and the day before, you will hear this.
Ho, ho. It's here's Hannibal Stucky.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
And when you hear that sounder coming up at some point in the show today, you will call in and you will have a chance to play and find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking, brought to you by Gerhard's Appliances and Jack Daniels. Incredible qualifying prize set, and of course for the grand prize as well. We'll tell you all about that as we get throughout the show. When you hear that sounder next in the show, that is your cue to call. All right, let's get back to all your phone calls here on the scoring in the first quarter. Do you need to see it this week? Like, no one's concerned about the game. At least I don't think anyone thinks the Panthers have a real. I wouldn't imagine anyone here.
I got my eye on Hugh though.
Thinks the Panthers have a real chance to win the game. But
I see where this is going. This is not fair.
Hughes Panthers.
This is
unreal.
Not fair.
But I think 99.9% of us believe the Eagles are going to win this game on Sunday, no question. What I need, not just a win, that's a guarantee. I need first quarter points. 1.4 points per game in the first quarter, not good enough. Last night, the Packers, I thought, lost the game in the first quarter, giving away 3 straight possessions. You need to score earlier. Do you need points in the first quarter? Or, win's a win. No big deal. Jake and Delco's up. What's up, Jake?
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up, Jake?
Hey, real quick. Yesterday, TK said I might have been, if you're listening, TK, I was not intimidated by Kyle. My wife was calling on the other line, and
it's a likely story, bud.
Jake, I believe you. Jake, I totally believe you. No one's intimidated by Kyle. Come on now.
Me think he does protest, huh? So, Q, is what you're saying is that a fast start is a luxury, not a necessity?
I see what's happening here, Jake.
Oh,
and
this
I don't like it. I don't like
but
it.
But he might be right. You might
no,
think this.
No, I don't like it. This is not attack Hugh Friday. This is not what this is going to be.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I gave you flowers yesterday, man.
Well, he just asked you a question.
But, Jake, no, I just feel like I think as fans, we put these lofty expectations. Like, we got to see it. I'm not going to be satisfied unless I see this or this. Man, they just need to win at this point.
Against the Panthers?
They need to win. Yeah. Panthers are a dangerous team coming in, Joe. They're a dangerous team.
They're 13.5
I don't underdogs. I don't care. They're a dangerous team. You can't. We are in a position. This is what
Panthers.
I'm trying to get
Unreal.
You people to understand.
Oh, wow. At 10:41, yes. you people to us?
I'm trying to get you people to understand. You.
This
we
is
are
a joke,
in a position right now where we can't afford to overlook anybody.
Well, that's why I want to score early.
But still, I just want to win. Like, you want style. Like, Joe, you want style points.
First quarter style points.
But there's style points.
We are not
style
a win as a winning the Carolina Panthers.
No, we're a win as a win, everybody. That's what we're doing right now. You want style points.
Yeah, we've grown beyond
this. Not college football. This is the NFL.
Right, in the NFL, you don't score in the first quarter, you're going to lose to good teams.
We want the W. That's it. I don't care how it's gotten. Long as it's not one of those heart palpitation games where, you know, the Carolina Panthers come down and they score twice and then we have to get back again. I don't need to see that. I don't think that's going to happen.
Jake, Hugh just long talked you through. It is a luxury, not a necessity.
I'm not having any palpitations about this game, but I do remember one name, Taylor Heinicke.
Taylor.
Or Tyler.
Yeah, you're right. Two years ago when the Eagles were undefeated.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, Joe, you keep saying that it's inevitable that there will come a time that we're going to need to score 35 points to win a game. And I don't think that's necessarily true. We keep saying that. Like, each team, the Rams, the Ravens. But every time our defense is just incredible. There's a chance that our defense could keep doing this all year, and we won't need to win a shootout.
You might be right, Jake. And every week that we get more evidence to what you're saying is another piece of evidence that maybe it is. I mean, Jake, a couple days ago, it kind of hit me how similar the Eagles are to the Russell Wilson Super Bowl Seahawks team. And that Legion of Boom defense, they never had the game that I'm concerned about, right? Like, they just kept winning with defense, and the Seahawks offense only had to put up, 21, 23, and it worked, and they ran the ball. So, Jake, you might be right. It might never happen. I do think if we have to go to Detroit on that fast track in the title game, that might be the spot where we got to get to 30 or 31 or whatever the number is. But maybe you're right. Maybe they don't have to.
I think I might be, man. We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I hope you're right, because that'll make it easier, Jake. And we appreciate the phone call. That'll make the whole thing easier if they don't have to. But I just think the 1.4 points a game in the first quarter, it's just something usually it's a big deal, right? Like, look at the teams that are at the bottom of the NFL and scoring in the first quarter. They're not good teams. Mm-hmm. We've overcome that all year because we wear teams down, the run game, the defense, and maybe it keeps working. Wouldn't you like to put that last piece of the puzzle in and say, look, we checked
every box? I would like that to be the case. Don't get me wrong. I would like that to be the case. But it's not a necessity for me.
It is a luxury.
It's okay, since we're doing that, it is
a
luxury.
There it is. We're back.
It's not. I just want, to see executing. I want to see some proper execution. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind trying to get other people involved so that there will be, an element of surprise there, because that's kind of what I saw. The fact that when you look at the box score for the Detroit Lions last night, their leading receiver Jameson Williams?
Yep.
He was their leading receiver. That's a new wrinkle in their offense. Amara St. Brown didn't really get involved
until the last drive,
last drive
that
of that game
catch,
last
yeah.
night. So it's one of those things where this is the time of the year where the more people you could probably get involved in the scoring options that you have, like Dallas Goedert last week for us. I know he's been a part of it early on, but still, you get where I'm going. I think that's good for a squad. So it's not zero sum for me this weekend, even though we're playing against the Carolina Panthers.
I guess when I look at the Panthers game, right, they're not a good team. Whether or not you think, you have to respect every opponent, the Eagles are 13.5-point favorites. But this is, of all the weeks, doesn't this feel like the one to score in the first quarter? They're at the bottom of the NFL in first quarter defense. They're not a good team. The game is here. Like, this feels like
that's
a week.
That's what the stats say.
Well, that's what it is.
But let me tell you. No, you're right. But in their mind, this is a measuring stick game. Like, you got to remember, I've been a part of these, a lot of these. I've been a part of a lot of these.
You've been on the.
I've been on that 3-13 train. I've been on that 1-16 train. What is it, 1-15, 1-16?
Yeah.
Whatever.
If they gave you one more game, train. You guys would have lost it.
Yeah. So I understand the mindset, especially going against a team that's in the position that the Eagles are in. The Carolina Panthers are coming in here knowing that the Eagles have to get this game.
Of course.
If they want to stay in stride with the Detroit Lions, especially after what we saw last night. So they're trying to play spoiler. Hmm? And their young quarterback is coming. Like, think about it. This is the stuff that I think about because y'all don't. And he's coming back to the city where the dude played in that took his girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
What? You don't think that's a motivating factor?
What's he going to do about it?
He's going to beat the team that his girlfriend was sitting watching with the dude that stole his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah?
He's going to try to come beat him.
You're picking the Panthers?
What? He's going to try to beat him.
Hughes Panthers.
This is...
First of all.
Wow.
We're not doing this today. Y'all trying to take everything that I say and twist it. You knew exactly what I was talking about.
I was supposed to be afraid of Bryce Young because Maxie took his girl?
Yes.
No.
You should never underestimate anybody.
Now,
that's all I'm saying.
I will say Bryce has, the last 4 weeks, looked like an NFL quarterback for the first time in 2 years. He has. He's looked better. And then he
was distraught. Like, dog, y'all see, this is the type of stuff y'all don't pick up on. I see everything, man. Did y'all see when they cut to her when Tyrese Maxey was in the building? He's smiling stuff. She trying to hide because she knew she was up to no good. She knew she was in the wrong. She trying to hide her face because she's like, damn, I ain't broke up with this dude yet, and he about to see me on national TV, sit with Tyrese. And then
she wanted to be with an all-star.
Then he,
if Mike Tyson in his prime took my girlfriend. That does nothing for me stepping in the ring against them.
That's different.
No, the Mike Tyson in his prime, and the Panthers are me.
You should never go into a game thinking about it like that. You should never do that. We need to stay focused, man, and that's all I'm saying.
I need to blow out, and I need 14 in the first quarter.
Bryce Young got a lot to play for.
His career.
Well, and the fact that he coming to the city to the, you know, his girlfriend probably.
I can't believe what I'm hearing. Listen,
these are the intangibles that you don't think about.
This is, I would say, the most plant-based you've been in about months.
Oh, my goodness.
It's remarkable.
It really is.
Let's hear from a guy who's not plant-based. At least I don't think he is. Jordan Mailata, his take on the slow starts, first quarter, and maybe what's going on with the offense.
You all?
Yeah, I would say they did a really good job of playing the three tech into the guard more so we couldn't hit our double teams, our combo blocks, whatever you want to call them, they would the three technique would hide his hip, hide his shoulder, so I had nothing to surface or hit. Now, for those of you that don't know what I'm talking about, I had nothing to surface or hit, and we couldn't really get or be as dominant as we could the first quarter, just trying to see how they were playing, and they were playing a lot more into the guards than we initially thought, and it was extremely frustrating, especially for a team that loves to work on double teams. We pride ourselves on that. We pride ourselves on the fundamentals, and the fundamentals of football, if you can execute a perfect double block, duo, whatever you call it.
That was a bird.
That's how you can dominate at the line of scrimmage, and they were making it hard for us to execute those blocks just by how the three techs were playing.
So my lot of talking there about what the Ravens did this past Sunday early in the game. That was real football guy stuff right there. Three techniques and diving inside. He really laid it. He had the dog in the background barking. But obviously the Ravens did something different early. It took them a while to figure it out. And that's okay. Every team's going to do something different. This is the week to start moving this first quarter thing forward. This team's going to win on Sunday. Unlike some people here, I'm not plant-based about the Panthers game. They're going to win this game. It's a matter of, though, I need to see some points the first quarter. Big V and Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Big V.
Yo, what's going on, fellas?
Big V, what's up today?
Q, I didn't know it was on the calendar today that everybody talks smack to you.
Dude,
it definitely feels like
on Friday it gets a lot worse.
Well, because you're mostly plant-based on Friday.
Is that what it is?
No. Hugh, you just call it like you see it. Hugh, don't get me wrong. You know I love you.
But.
You got some stuff with you, defense is a luxury.
You got some baggage.
No, that's Big V. You got to explain it when you say you got some stuff with you. That's your family. Like, you know, dog. You know, I love you, but you got some stuff with you.
Yeah, I mean,
is that like, I mean, like you got baggage? That, like you, that, well, you've yeah, had some stuff in the past?
Right, yeah, something, yeah, you know you ain't right in the head.
Yeah, well, when you say defense is a luxury,
BV, I rode that tape for 2 years, man, so I feel pretty good about
came
it.
Came in here
it,
wrong it every stuck. Day and then smiled
it.
About
stuck. Yeah, that take yeah, had yeah. legs. I know y'all don't want to admit it, but that take had legs.
It did not.
That take had legs.
That take has been shot on the hill and rolled down to the bottom, and you keep resurrecting it.
5 weeks. I got 5 weeks.
Oh, stop.
Got 5 weeks.
But, however, I do agree with you, Hugh. One, we should never, never underestimate anybody.
Oh, come on.
Two, second thing is this. You know, the Eagles have been a slow start for how many games now?
All of them.
All of them.
And how many have we won?
Most of them.
Okay, so what's your problem?
Big V, if I cross the street with my eyes closed 12 times and I get across, should I do it a 13th time? Is this smart? Is this good?
There's a big difference between you, you know, being stupid and just playing your, you know.
Well, no, but it's not the smartest way to do things. It's not the best way to approach the situation.
Well, that's not the smartest analogy to use.
Well, I'm just trying to get you to see my point here. It's good. Eventually, it could be a problem. Don't you agree with that?
Well, like you said, close your eyes. You see your point?
Uh-huh.
I don't. Okay. So
you get a little snippy on this Friday.
Big V, do you think it hurt the Packers last night? They didn't score the first three possessions of the game?
But let's look at what happens.
I do.
One is that
I see what I'm talking about. It hurt them last night. They lost.
One is that I like the way that they're playing because, like all professional teams, they are professional teams. They do a lot of research and study on the Eagles. So they look at what's going to neutralize them. We take our time during that first quarter or, you know, time period to see what they're doing, and we adjust to win. It's not about, you know, scoring first. It's about scoring the most. It's about the win. And every time that people think that they got us down, we show them who we are. We're right now on the cusp of having the all-time rushing in a single season.
I know, and it's
broken.
Awesome, Big V. And we got, and you know what? And the best way to do it Sunday is to run all over them in the first quarter, Big V. We appreciate the phone call. All right, you're